Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We're looking ahead to the big matchup for the Titans wild card weekend coming up this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former Titans and Ravens safety Bernard Pollard. Bernard, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Oh, man, no problem, man. Thank you guys for having me. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Hope you are as well. And, Bernard, I want to start with Lamar Jackson because there's this narrative out there that you can't win a Super Bowl with the way the Ravens play offensively, and obviously Lamar is 0-2 in the playoffs so far. What do you think about the Ravens' offense and how it translates to the playoffs, and how much pressure do you think is on Lamar Jackson heading into this game?
Man, y'all trying to give me more depth threats, man. Oh, man. It's difficult. You know, and I tell a lot of people when they drafted him, it's going to be hard for them to win simply because the way that the NFL works, guys are going to get a hold of this. They're going to understand it. They're going to get certain guys in. Defensive coordinators are going to be the position guys. And then, as we know, the season goes on, your body is taking a beating. And so you're not as quick as you were week one. And so I just think it's going to be very hard for the Baltimore Ravens to win a Super Bowl with this style of play, simply because this offense is not a complex offense. If you take away the middle, if you just make him go through a couple reads, he's just not the quarterback that most people think he is. And it's sad to say when you hear announcers and you hear the fans for the Baltimore Ravens say, well, just let him run. Do what we do best and run the football. Well, at the end of the day, you got to put that ball in the air. At some point in the game, you got to put that ball in the air. And that tells you that they don't trust him throwing the football.
So do you take anything, Bernard, from the way the Ravens sort of had the midseason issues, responded, got on a roll? I know they played a soft schedule at the end, but yeah, soft schedule. Yeah, do you take anything from that? Do you feel like there's any sort of different, maybe, you know, I guess maybe improved intangibles for them compared to a year ago going to the playoffs?
I mean, it can be a confidence booster, you know, for this football team to kind of get back on track. You know, they won a game against the Cleveland Browns, that the Browns gave that game away. You know, you play the Cincinnati Bengals, who are god-awful. You play the Jacksonville Jaguars, who shouldn't even be in the National Football League right now. So, I mean, it can be a confidence booster, but it can be misleading at the same time, because you want to go into the playoffs on a high, but then you got to understand too, we didn't really play a team with any substance. So, you know, do I see anything changing in this game against the Tennessee Titans? I really don't. I mean, you've got to look at the way that they play offense. I think, you know, with the way that the Tennessee Titans play defense, you don't really have any burners. Well, you got a burner outside, but you don't have the confidence. You don't have the guys that can beat you consistently as far as the receiver position for the Baltimore Ravens. The run game, you know, you control Lamar. You really got this game in check. As far as for the Baltimore Ravens defensively, I don't think they can handle the run. I think Derrick Henry is going to be a handful for him. I think they will respond early, but I just think he's going to be a handful for him. And then Tanner Hill is just going to be he right there. That's the piece that is going to win this game. I truly believe that.
Former Titans and Ravens safety Bernard Pollard on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But Bernard, you brought up Derrick Henry. He becomes the eighth running back in league history to surpass 2,000 yards in a season. When you watch that guy play, what do you see, and does he remind you of any other back you've ever seen with that combination of his size and his speed?
I mean, as far as size, I mean, he's a big back. And I mean, the only guy that I really – he doesn't run as hard like the Brandon Jacobs or the T.J. Duckett. He doesn't run as hard as they ran, but he's just a load, man. I think he's a lot of – I think he's more elusive than they were. Brandon Jacobs was a straight line guy. If he got up to speed, he came with a load. But you know, I just think he's done so much more than I thought he was going to do in this league, and I'm super happy for him. He deserved it. I mean, I think this is what 2 years in a row he probably should have hit 2K. And if I'm not mistaken, but I mean, he could have did it last year, but this year it's just been phenomenal. The guy he's the bell cow for this offense. And he's doing some special things.
So, Bernard, what's your view on the other star of that backfield, Ryan Tannehill? You know, not great at Miami, comes here, turns it around. Some people say, well, it'd be great to have Derrick Henry as your running back. Good receivers, too. What's your, how do you think he fits in among the best quarterbacks in this league right now?
A lot of people wanted to stone me when I said that Tannehill, when they traded for him, I said that he was going to be the starter at some point in the season. And people wanted to kill me. They wanted, oh, my gosh. But, I mean, he is the guy. I mean, you look at, he's able to get the ball. He can throw the ball in so many different places on the football field. When you look at every route in the route tree, and then even the made-up routes that offensive coordinators are coming up with, you know, in today's football, he's able to throw all of those. Marcus Mariota wasn't. When you look at Lamar Jackson, he can't. You know, he's the guy that has to throw the ball directly in front of you. Tannehill can throw the ball outside, inside, deep, short. He can do it all. And, I mean, are we going to call him, you know, will people call him elite? Probably not. But does he need to be elite? He doesn't need to be elite. He can do what he's doing and still be successful. You know, he's been a top guy in the National Football League for 2 years now. He's been consistent. He has not been injured. So that right there is a win. And, I mean, you know, Arthur's done some really good things as far as implementing the plays, allowing him to just go out there and just lead. This guy has been a key piece for this team, for this offense, for this city. And, I mean, he's been the missing piece at the quarterback position for a long time. And, I mean, I think he's filling that thing in.
And, Bernard, it's interesting because you look at the other side of the ball for the Titans, and it's largely just been brutal on defense for most of the year. They finished the year with 19 sacks. They set a record for the worst third down defense since it's been tracked as a statistic. And the offense has been elite, as you know, all season long. So do you even give yourself a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs when you've got one side of the ball that's playing an elite level, but the other side has been as dreadful as this Titans defense has been?
Anything can happen. I mean, as you guys have seen, you guys have been around sports for a long time. You talk about it all the time. Anything can freaking happen. This is one and done. You know, this is another season of football. You know, and I think, you know, as we talked about the Baltimore Ravens having two games where, you know, they got a game where they escaped against the Cleveland Browns, and then they had two games where they were just piss poor games against football teams. Now you got to look at, for this football team, for the defensive side of the ball, for the Tennessee Titans, this could be a game where they say, you know what, this is our get on track game. You know, they don't really have, they're not going to get a combination of routes. They're not. You're not going to have crazy concepts out there from the Baltimore Ravens. You're either going to get slant, you're going to get sit down over the ball, or you're going to get fade. That's all you're getting. And you know you're getting fade from Hollywood, you're getting sit down over the ball, or a bender from Andrews. So literally, if they play that, this is a get back on track game for the defense, and they can kind of, you know, get that high again and let the offense continue to do what they're doing, and they can hit a run, man. I mean, we did it in Baltimore. We hit our run year we won a Super Bowl, and I mean, other teams have done it. So I'm not going to say it's impossible. They can find a way to get back on track and try to make a run in this playoff.
So this defense, as you look at it, Bernard, we've debated this all year. Personnel, obviously, they don't have pass rushers, but losing Dean Pease. Do you look at this defense and think more of a personnel issue, more of not having a DC, or just losing a great DC issue?
Well, for me, I'm obviously going to say Dean Pease. We won a Super Bowl with Dean Pease. He's a phenomenal coach. Coach Pease is awesome. Losing that piece was key for them. You know, I felt they needed to hire somebody in that knew and understand how to put the guys in position. Because if you look at it, you're almost, with the secondary and linebacker-wise, you've got a few injuries in there. You lost the piece with the Casey and a couple of bad signings that they had with the outside linebackers. But, you know, it's a little bit of both. You know, the guys have to find a way, the players got to find a way to make plays on the football field. You know, Malcolm Butler has got to play better. He's getting paid a lot of freaking money. The safety's got to play better. You got Byer, one of the highest paid safeties in the league. I think he's got to play a little bit more consistent. I mean, you look at the D-line, they got to create a pass rush. But I'm also going to say this. The coaches got to do a better job as far as putting their guys in position, play calling, being consistent with the play calls. But they got to understand, what is our go-to? when I watch the Tennessee Titans defense, there's no go-to calls. And for every elite or every consistent defense, there's a go-to call. Where is that go-to call? What is that go-to call? Who is that guy that they can go to, or who's that guy that has step up and be the playmaker? And at the same time, I just say too, man, this could potentially be a game for the defensive line where they kind of have a little coming out, because they're not elite when it comes to pass rushing and when it comes to sacks. But in this game, they don't really want to be there like that, you know, as far as rushing Lamar. Let those delayed blitzes come. Let guys sit on their linemen for a little bit, take away the outside, and this could be a good game for them.
Former Titans and Ravens safety Bernard Pollard on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Bernard, you brought it up. I mean, you obviously know what it takes to win and to make a deep run in the playoffs. Being a part of that win in Super Bowl 47 with the Ravens, what qualities do you think a team has to have, in your opinion, to make a run like that and ultimately get it done and win a Super Bowl?
I mean, you've got to come together as a football team. You know, you've got to rally together. There's got to be it's got to be understood that, you know, this is one and done. Guys, we can't go into this week of preparation and bull crap. We can't have anybody, you know, and I'm just saying this, we can't have anybody in clubs. We can't have anybody out there, especially in the year that we're having with this COVID and everything else. We cannot come into contact with other people. So if that means sit your behind at home, come right to the facility, go back home, come to the facility, go back home. We don't need you going out to dinners. We don't need you partying. We don't need any of that, because this right here is an opportunity. We're in the playoffs. This is an opportunity to get to the dance, to potentially win a dance, to bring a trophy back to Nashville, to bring a ring to our finger, and just to get those things. It's got to be understood that we've got to be consistent. We've got to prepare like we've never prepared before. We got to rehab like we've never rehabbed before. We've got to practice, and we've got to be ready like we've never been ready before. And we've just got to be consistent. You've got to do that. It's got to be understood. The guys are going to have to come together. You know, if you look at it, it's not really a lot of guys that have playoff experience. With the Tennessee Titans, that deep one playoff experience, Super Bowl experience. I mean, Malcolm Butler has that. But I think, you know, he's going to have to step up. Other guys going to have to rally behind him. They're going to have to pretend, because they, like I said, they don't have the experience. So pretend, you know, fake it till you make it. And I you know, but you've got to try. You've got to look to pull together to do that.
So, Bernard, you mentioned earlier people being mad at you. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your Taylor Lewan comments from before the 2019 season. I know some people got mad about those for sure. You said, you know, he got suspended for PEDs. You said you thought he was lying and that he did it on purpose. Do you have any different thought on that? Did you have any interaction with him at any point after that?
No, I don't have any interaction with him, and I'm not worried about having any interaction with him. You know, and I'm not saying that to belittle him. I'm not saying that to make him sound like a punk or anything like that. I'm not worried about that. You know, Taylor is a guy where, you know, you can be a loudmouth player. You can be whatever. But when it comes down, when it boils down to, you know, playing this game with integrity, playing this game and not cheating this game, I stand behind what I said. And like I told others, like I told people, and I won't go deep into it, but when you start doing things like this, it's a rollover effect. It's a trickle effect, and it's continuing to happen, you know, and this is going to continue to happen until you can get your body right and do it the right way. So like I said, I stand behind what I said. You know, no, whatever to him. I know Will Compton was behind him. I know they're buddies, whatever it may be, but you know, I stand behind exactly what I said.
Former Titans and Ravens safety Bernard Pollard has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Bernard, great stuff, man. We really appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take it easy.
Absolutely. You as well. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Pollard had to say there and continue to look ahead to this game coming up on Sunday for the Titans against the Ravens. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexro here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.